Hello, it's Ree here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Geoffrey Hodson.
Thank you, Ree. We continue our news items with thousands of children taking part in the UK's biggest Run for Fun. But first, an elderly man was taken to hospital after being rescued from underneath a lorry in Norwich.
Police were called to reports of a collision between a lorry and a pedestrian near the Earlham Road roundabout. The man, aged 71, suffered serious injuries to his leg, hip, and was taken to Norfolk and Norwich Hospital by ambulance after being treated by paramedics at the scene. The lorry appeared to have come to a stop next to a pedestrian crossing on Farrow Road, metres away from the roundabout, opposite Earlham Police Station.
Taxi drivers and companies from across Norwich have signed up to put dementia on the map. To mark Dementia Action Week, the drivers met at the popular Britannia Cafe to mark their support. The drivers are preparing to become trained as dementia friends to improve taxi journeys around the city. The move comes from the Norwich City Dementia Alliance survey, asking older people what help they most need. A spokesman for Enterprise Taxi said, "From our perspective, we're training our drivers because it's all about awareness and anyone can get dementia. It's not just aimed at older people." Maureen Lucas, Dementia Development Lead for city-based Age UK Norwich, said it was highlighted that transport was often an issue undermining people's confidence or just stopping them getting out to meet friends and to use the city's services.
The average price of a flat in the UK has risen by £75,074 over the last 5 years, equivalent to £1,251 per month, according to new research. Despite their popularity dipping, accounting for just 15% of all homes sold, apartments have gone up in value, on average, from £157,061 in 2013 to £232,135 in 2018, research from the Halifax shows. And despite 6 in every 10 property sales last year nationally being either terraced or semi-detached properties, apartments have increased in value by 48% compared to 39% for all property types over the same period. The figures come as Norwich is seeing a real upward trend in apartment living, with numerous schemes underway. Some people are buying apartments to retire to in the future, letting them out now. Others want somewhere for when they stay in the city and put them on Airbnb. There are investors and first-time buyers too. Apartments suit all people of all ages, and that's the enormous appeal.
More than 2,200 schoolchildren were out in the sunshine at Eaton Park to take part in INEOS Norwich Go Run for Fun. The youngsters got to take part in the 2-kilometre run around the park as teachers and parents joined in for support. Special guest, 400-metre hurdler Megan Beasley, fresh from the Commonwealth Games, joined the group to encourage every runner to get active. She said, "You just want to get more children running, jogging, walking, just being active and show that it's really easy to get out and to do this. It's all about having fun. All you need is a pair of trainers." Running can help with obesity issues and improve general health and well-being. It makes you feel better and will help with school and help us get healthy. The event has been taking part in the city for the past 5 years.
The city's last grass tennis courts remain under lock and key, with uncertainty over their future. The 10 tennis courts in Higham Road, off Recreation Road, were closed last summer after a scheme to replace them with 3 all-weather courts was withdrawn. Norwich City Council has made an application to replace the courts, linked to funding from the Lawn Tennis Association. But there have been some 60 objections, including from the Gardens Trust, who said it did not respect the historic status of the Grade 2 listed park. The application was withdrawn with the council, saying a new one would be lodged. Meanwhile, with the council unable to afford to heavily subsidise grass tennis courts, the Higham Park courts closed last summer and have not been reopened. However, a group of local people have formed the Higham Park Community Tennis Courts Group and hope to take on the running and maintenance of four courts. Peter Cutting, chairman of the group, said, "We accept that 10 courts isn't viable as there's just not enough people playing tennis. Our plan is that we could take on four of them, and maybe the rest of the site could be used for alternative sports provision or a community garden."
A new innovative day room for patients with dementia has been opened on Kimberley Ward at the Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital. It's a 1950s-style day room which aims to engage patients with their memories and reduce their anxiety during their stay at the hospital. This follows on from the success and feedback from patients and staff of the Holt Day Room. Lee Shears, Older People's Medicine Volunteer Coordinator, said there's a really calming atmosphere in the room, and it's such a contrast to what it was like before. It restores a little bit of normality to patients, giving them a space to potter about in, and this is the key to the success of the area. "We use this area to provide activities for patients, such as bingo and craft activities, to keep our patients entertained and active." Deputy Sister Julie Payne said the new day room not only benefits our patients, but helps their relatives and carers and gives them a lovely place to sit. The room was made possible by funding by the NNN Hospital Charity, and the day room was officially opened by John Fry, Chairman of the NAUH Trust, on Thursday, the 24th of May. Now to Information Desk.